Well, thank you. Good morning. It's great to be here at the Maxwell School, and today is an exciting day for our city of Syracuse. This groundbreaking announcement is great news for everyone here at the university, for the citizens of Syracuse, and for all of the citizens across upstate New York. The establishment of the Fair Health System will establish a vast upstate research network headquartered right here at Syracuse University. In the short term, this will create real, secure, and crucial jobs, researchers, statisticians, economists. Further, by drawing from the powerful resources of an expansive upstate New York network and investing up to $100 million through this project, the Fair Health System will stimulate the upstate economy where certainly it is needed. Looking ahead, the Fair Health System will serve as a business incubator for Syracuse and all of upstate New York. As Fair Health itself grows and attracts nationwide attention, it will create even more economic opportunity. I'd like to thank Attorney General Cuomo for his tremendous effort and his historic achievement. His vision and leadership in reforming our national health care system will benefit millions of families here across upstate New York and throughout the United States. With Syracuse University serving as the hub of this extraordinary transformation of our health care system, upstate New York will become the national leader in providing vital health care data. Thanks to Attorney General Cuomo, our best and brightest will now ensure the success of the most significant health care reform in a generation. Thank you all for being here today.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Bill Dolan, and Board of the Trustees of the AMA. I'd like to emphasize on all the comments preceded, but especially the American Medical Association commends Attorney General Andrew Cuomo for the landmark achievements that he has made in forcing health insurers to end the rigged system for setting patient payments and successfully negotiating a transition to a more transparent system. The cumulative impact of these achievements will bring national reforms, not just to upstate New York, not just the state of New York, but national, and that will benefit tens of millions of patients around the United States who receive their care outside the network of the insurance companies. The AMA had been fighting in a court against these companies for almost a decade now, and against this industry-wide scheme of defrauding patients and physicians of proper reimbursement. It was the Attorney General intervention that really helped us move beyond the AMA's lawsuit and get to a point where critical reforms could be implemented nationally. At the heart of this reform was the closure of the insurer-controlled Ingenix database. Attorney General Cuomo's visions for replacing the Ingenix database promises to help patients and physicians hold insurers accountable to their obligations by bringing transparency, accuracy, and integrity to the system for determining out-of-network reimbursement rates. Fair Health will have an important role in spearheading national reforms that should give patients as well as physicians the ability to replace the Ingenix database. We are very happy that Syracuse University has been selected to lead the development effort for a new resource to replace the Ingenix database. Syracuse University, as you've heard, has exceptional resources and respected experts who have demonstrated a deep understanding of the medical profession's concerns with the Ingenix database. The combined research and resources of the Syracuse University and Upstate Research Network should result in a rapid creation of a new database that is free from the flaws that were inherent in the NGINX database. I want to thank the University of Syracuse for taking on this challenge. As a New Yorker, I'm very proud to be here today with the New York Attorney General and thank him personally on behalf of the nation's physicians and the patients we serve for your efforts to implement truly important health insurer reforms. And it's my pleasure to offer you the American Medical Association's assistance in ensuring that unprecedented solutions will be successfully accomplished. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and a special good morning to the students and faculty here at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University. I'm truly honored to be here for today's historic announcement. The groundbreaking healthcare reforms that we are announcing here today are the result of the dedicated and tireless leadership of this state's Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo. The Attorney General and his office have spent the past year uncovering, uprooting, and transforming the corruption and conflicts of interest that broke down our health care reimbursement system in the first place and, frankly, left consumers holding the bag. New Yorkers work too hard and pay too much for their health care to allow insurers to take even more of that hard-earned money. Fair Health will rebuild this country's health care reimbursement system. It will hold the insurance companies accountable, and finally, will put consumers first. At this time, for this historic announcement, it is my honor to call forth the Attorney General of the State of New York, the Honorable Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Syracuse. Oh, it's a better morning than that. Good morning, Syracuse.
Good morning.
All right. First, this is truly my pleasure. I always wanted to go to the Maxwell School. I just sort of went a long way around the pike to get in. But it is truly a pleasure to be here, and this is truly exciting news. And a lot of people worked very hard for a long time. And many of the people are here, and I'm just so pleased and proud to be part of it. First, to our Chancellor, thank you so much, Chancellor Cantor. Let's give her a round of applause for her help. To Dr. Dolan from the American Medical Association, who's worked with us all along through this very difficult process, we thank him. Syracuse Mayor Matt Driscoll, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for hosting us today. We also have a host of elected officials, and this is important because it is statewide and nationwide, this accomplishment. I'm glad that we happen to have elected officials from all across the state who are with us today. Senate Leader John Sampson is here, and let's give him a round of applause. President Pro Tem Malcolm Smith, pleasure to be with you, Senator. You heard from Senator David Valesky. Thank you for the kind introduction, David. Senator William Stokowski from Buffalo, pleasure. Assemblywoman Joan Christensen, thank you, Joan, for being here. Assemblyman Al Sturpe is with us today. Thank you, Al. Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli. Thank you, Bill. And we have the next council president of Syracuse, Van Robinson, a great friend. Good to be with you, Van. Just as a quick point of personal privilege, if you might, my team worked on this case. I've been Attorney General for 3 years. It seems like we started it 100 years ago, but that's not mathematically possible. But it's probably the most exhausting case that my office did and the most productive case, and I'd like to applaud Linda Lacewell and her team, who did a great job. There's somewhat technical information, so I'm going to use a PowerPoint presentation to communicate what this is, because it really is fascinating, and the more you understand it, the more you see the consequences of what we're announcing today. The health care reform, which is obviously a major topic nationwide now, and President Obama accurately and intelligently is trying to address it nationwide, but we focused on the consumer reimbursement system of the health care system, and in our opinion, it was a system that was code blue. We, in the Attorney General's office, have for the past 3 years gone all over the state. Interestingly, the number one concern we get from people, far and away, is health care. We get about 60,000 complaints per year. The overwhelming majority of those complaints are health care. And think about that, especially this past year, with everything that was going on, Wall Street issues, consumer issues. Health care, over and over again, is the main area of concern all across the state. Now, a simple point to make on the insurance coverage is there are two types of insurance plans, right? One is an in-network plan where the doctor has the contract with the insurance company, and the other is the out-of-network plan. It is more expensive, but the person who pays for the out-of-network plan has the luxury of going to a doctor who is out-of-network. Interestingly, and I didn't know this, 70% of Americans, not New Yorkers, 70% of Americans who have health insurance have an out-of-network plan. Even though it costs more, people pay more for the ability to go out-of-network to a doctor of their choice. What an out-of-network policy promises is not that they will pay the doctor's bill when you go out-of-network, but that they will pay the usual and customary rate for that procedure. And this becomes the $64,000 question. The usual and customary rate, what they call UCR, for that procedure. Now, the UCR is supposed to be the fair rate for the procedure. This, in a practical context, this is when you go to an out-of-network doctor. The doctor gives you a bill for $100. You send the bill to the insurance company. They send you back a fraction of the bill and say that it was in excess of the usual customary rate. But the usual and customary rate is supposed to be set and vary across the nation depending on what the procedure is. And a procedure in New York City would be one cost, a procedure in Syracuse would be another, a procedure in Buffalo would be another, a procedure in Memphis, Los Angeles, and the UCR, the usual customary rates, are supposed to be set fairly across the nation. In our investigation, we went to the largest insurance companies in the United States with a very simple question. How do you figure out the fair rate? Who determined the quote-unquote UCR, which becomes the basis for billions and billions of dollars in reimbursement, okay? It is the main factor in the entire health insurance reimbursement system. And we said, who figured out the fair rate? And we asked Aetna the question. And Aetna said they use a company named Ingenix. Interesting novel name. We asked Cigna, and they said they use a company called Ingenix. We asked United Health, and they said they use a company called Ingenix. And we asked WellPoint, and they said Ingenix. And then we asked CDPHP and Excellus and all companies, and they said Ingenix. And then we asked everybody else, and they said Ingenix. And we said, look at this coincidence. They all happen to use the same company. Coincidences happen. We then say to Mr. Ingenix, by the way, where do you get the information from? Okay, so Ingenix is the data company, and Ingenix is providing the data to the insurance companies, and we said, where do you get the data from? It turns out that Ingenix, coincidentally, was getting the data from the exact same companies that they were giving the data back to. Another coincidence. We then asked Ingenix, who owns Ingenix? All right, now Ingenix is this company that has the black box, which is determining the reimbursement for the entire country. And Ingenix is determining the reimbursement for the major health insurance companies all across the country. And Ingenix is getting the data from the insurance companies that it's then giving the data back to. Who owns Ingenix? United Healthcare. United Health Group, second largest insurance company in the United States. In our opinion, that was a conflict of interest. And it's not just a conflict of interest for New Yorkers. One out of three Americans use out-of-network. So it obviously has a dramatic effect nationwide. Well, how would you change the system, right? First, you would have to change the system by getting the companies to stop using Ingenix. Second, you would have to have a substitute, a new reimbursement system, because Ingenix basically had the sole franchise nationwide. So you'd have to set up a new system. And third, you would have to institutionalize the new system. That's what we set out to do. And over the past year, we went company by company to get each company to agree to those terms. Stop using Ingenix, agree to use a new fair system, and to use it nationwide. We started in January with an agreement with United Health Group. As part of these agreements, we also asked the companies to agree to fund the new startup company. So January, we start with United, which makes an agreement and agrees to pay $50 million towards setting up the new company. We then went to Aetna, then MVP, then HealthNow, then Independent Health, then Cigna, then WellPoint, then Guardian, then GHI, then Excellus, then CDPHP. June, 6 months. We basically had worked through the entire industry nationwide, and then the State Department of Insurance put out a new regulation institutionalizing the new set. When you add up all the monies that all these companies have agreed to fund the new enterprise, it comes to just about $100 million. Today's announcement is establishing that new company, which will then put in place that new system. And the name of the company is Fair Health. It is a not-for-profit company. It will be an upstate research network that will reform the entire healthcare system nationwide in terms of out-of-network reimbursement. Fair and independent research, health not-for-profit company. Fair Health will also put together and is putting together a consortium of the leading institutions in upstate. So you have SUNY University of Buffalo is involved, Cornell, University of Rochester, SUNY Upstate, with Syracuse University hosting it at the heart. What will Fair Health do? First and foremost, it's going to build a new independent database of rate information that will be used for the consumer reimbursement system nationwide. Secondly, it will ensure transparency, accountability, and fairness. Third, it will create a center of healthcare research that we believe will be unique in the nation and will generate economic growth. When we talk about bringing jobs to upstate and economic generators to upstate, this type of company is the future, I believe. It will also provide data for academic research on a pro bono basis. Interestingly, what this system is also going to do is have a website where, for the first time ever, every consumer will know before they go to the doctor, and every doctor will know what the reimbursement rate is going to be. So before you leave your house, you'll be able to look up the exact procedure you're going to have. You'll know what the cost is. So when you go to the doctor's office, there'll be no surprises for you or the doctor. The way the system will work is $100 million will go to fund the new system. We will have a monitor in place to make sure the money is spent correctly. The settlement money will run to Fair Health. Fair Health will then assemble and manage the consortium. Next steps, build the new database. Once we have our new database up and running, Ingenix database will close down. Third, all health insurers will switch to the Fair Health system. We will then launch a new consumer website 90 days later. We expect to have all of this done within the year. That will then, in our opinion, correct this problem, this injustice, this fraud that has gone on for many, many years, costing, I believe, hundreds of millions of dollars to consumers. I believe these health insurance companies have unjustly earned hundreds of millions of dollars by under-reimbursing consumers for the very product that they paid for. That's what I think happened here, and this will fix it. Also, for those of us in government, and many of us are here today, the reason we're in public service, and the only factor in the equation that makes public service rational, is we believe we have the chance to actually make a difference and actually have a reform, make some progress that's actually going to make somebody's life better. That's what keeps us doing what we're doing, despite it all, despite the publicity, despite the aggravation, despite some of the more negative aspects. In government, you believe you can make a difference. Today, my friends, we have made a difference. And we are going to make a difference not just for Syracuse and not just for upstate New York, but this is going to be a difference that resonates nationwide. And when you wonder what is our potential, well, how do we start to solve these problems, remember, you can act locally that will have an effect globally. You can take a positive step forward in Syracuse today that will resonate all across this nation. One out of three Americans will be helped by what we did today. You should feel good about what you've accomplished. Thank you, and God bless you. We have a special guest who is with us today who was a little detained coming out of New York City today because of the airplanes. I know, because so was I. I'd like to introduce Nancy Marie Bergman.